Welcome back to our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and we are here at the Dallas County Health Department speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Del Vecchio. And Natalie, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Well, we have obviously the Thanksgiving holiday coming up on Thursday, and with that, it's important to remember how to eat healthy during the holiday. And so can you share some basic food safety reminders around the holiday?
Yeah, so especially around the holidays, it's important to keep food safety in mind to avoid any foodborne illnesses. So the first step in that is to just always wash your hands thoroughly before handling food and then after touching any raw meat. When it comes to making the turkey and other meats too, you'll want to make sure that they are cooked to the right internal temperature. So you can find those online, but for poultry, it's 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Other tips are to avoid leaving perishable foods out at room temperature for more than 2 hours. So I know sometimes parties go long, so just be mindful of that. And if you're serving buffet style, you'll want to make sure you have a way to keep those hot foods hot and the cold foods cold. Make sure you refrigerate any leftovers within 2 hours and then consume them within 3 to 4 days. And finally, if you're hosting a large gathering, be mindful of cross-contamination. So use separate cutting boards for raw meats and then for other foods.
Awesome. Again, well, what is some advice you'd share when it comes to making healthier choices, especially at large gatherings?
So when it comes to making healthier choices at these food-centered celebrations, moderation really is key. So you can start by filling your plate with things like vegetables and salads and lean proteins, because these are nutrient dense and lower in calories. So be sure to fill up on those first. And then if there are some like rich indulgent dishes that you'd like to eat, then you can just try starting with a smaller portion or just sharing a dish with others to kind of avoid overeating and not feeling well after. It's also a good idea to drink lots of water, especially if you're going to be drinking alcoholic beverages. This way you stay hydrated and it can prevent you from consuming too many empty calories. And another tip is to be mindful of how much you're nibbling through snacks throughout the event, just because those little bites can really add up. And then finally, just focus on enjoying your company and conversations rather than just on the food. And this will help you just to stay present and also prevent overeating.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Del Vecchio at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, it is also Diabetes Awareness Month. And so can you describe the condition of diabetes?
Diabetes is a chronic condition that affects how the body processes blood sugar, which is also called glucose. And there are two main types of diabetes. So there's type 1, where the body just doesn't produce insulin, and then the type 2, where the body becomes resistant to insulin or it doesn't produce enough. And insulin is crucial for our health because it helps to regulate blood sugar levels. So when diabetes isn't managed, the high blood pressure can lead to some serious complications such as heart disease, nerve damage, and kidney problems. Luckily, however, with proper treatment, people with diabetes can live healthy lives.
What are the risk factors for diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, and so the risk factors for this form include family history, genetics, and having other autoimmune diseases like celiac disease. However, the risk factors for type 2 diabetes are even more well documented, and they include being overweight, having a sedentary lifestyle, so not being very physically active, eating a poor diet, and then also having family history of the disease. Some other factors like age, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol can also increase your risk. And then having gestational diabetes during pregnancy is another risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes later in life.
And how can people go about lowering the risk of diabetes?
There's not much that you can do to lower your risk of developing type 1 diabetes, but you can significantly lower your risk of type 2 diabetes by living a healthy lifestyle. So this includes losing weight, if that applies to you, eating a healthy and low-fat diet, exercising regularly, try to get in at least 150 minutes each week, so about half an hour, at least 5 days of the week. Quitting smoking is a big thing, and then making sure to manage your blood pressure and cholesterol. And it's really important to try to prevent this disease, because once you are diagnosed, there is no cure, and it's a lifelong problem. So,
well, again, we're speaking here with the community educator, Natalie Del Vecchio, here at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, when it comes to, obviously, holidays again, practicing gratitude. So how does it look to show gratitude?
So many people think about what they're thankful for around Thanksgiving holiday, but it's also great to have gratitude year-round, and there's a lot of benefits that come with that. So practicing gratitude means intentionally noticing and appreciating the positive aspects of life, big or small. So it's less about ignoring the challenges and more just about balancing them with an awareness of things that are going well. One of the best ways to keep up with this is to write down three things you're grateful for every day and just kind of keep track of it that way. And these can be small things, just like the sun peeking through the clouds or getting to eat a meal you enjoy. Another way to practice gratitude is being sure to tell the people in your life how much you appreciate them. So you can send a thank you note or even just a quick text will make a difference.
Awesome. And can you name you talked about the health benefits. Yeah, can you name the health benefits associated with it?
So having a grateful mindset can be connected to boosting your mood, reducing overall stress, lowering blood pressure, and improving sleep. It also promotes an overall sense of calm and well-being, which improves your mental health. And then it can also strengthen your social relationships and increase your sense of resiliency when going through hardships. So lots of benefits overall.
Absolutely. Again, speaking here with the community educator, Natalie Delvecchio at the Dallas County Health Department. Now, Natalie, last up here, it's also Lung Cancer Awareness Month. So talk about the risk with lung cancer.
So Iowa has a higher lung cancer rate than the national average, which is pretty concerning. And we also have a higher than national average smoking rate and high levels of radon. So this is concerning because tobacco use and radon exposure are two of the most common risk factors for lung cancer. Some other factors that can increase your risk of developing the disease are exposure to secondhand smoke and some other carcinogens like asbestos or just general air pollution. Also, family history and genetics play a role, as well as if you have radiation therapy around your abdomen and lungs. And then some other medical conditions like COPD or emphysema are associated with an increased risk as well.
And can you touch on the recommendations for radon testing?
Yes. So radon is an invisible and odorless gas. So testing your home is the only way to know if you have high radon levels. So to ensure that you're purchasing a reliable test kit, the Dallas County Health Department recommends that you order a test kit from the American Lung Association website, and that is just lung.org. But if you have any questions about radon testing or radon mitigation, be sure to contact our environmental health team at the Dallas County Health Department by calling our number 515-993-3750.
Awesome. And then what are resources then for quitting tobacco use?
Tobacco is a notoriously difficult substance to quit, but millions of people have been able to do it successfully with the help of cessation programs. And so one resource we really like to highlight is called Quitline Iowa, and that offers free evidence-based tobacco and nicotine cessation programs. You can choose the format, so you can do it phone and online combined. You can do a phone-only version or an online-only version, just depending on your needs. The program offers personalized resources such as a trained coach. You can use their goal tracking tools, and you may also be able to get some medications to help with quitting. So if you're interested, go to quitlineiowa.org, or you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So that is 1-800-784-8669.
Well, there you go. Again, we've been speaking here with the community health educator Natalie Delvecchio at the Dallas County Health Department, going over healthy holiday eating, diabetes awareness month, lung cancer awareness month, and practicing gratitude. And Natalie, thank you so much for going through everything.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's all part of our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.